Working with horses can make you feel better. That's according to Jo Hawkins, who has first-hand experience of what she believes is their therapeutic effect.
My background has shown quite considerably how horses can help people with problems, because I actually had a bit of a car accident 20 years ago and I was disabled for a year and the horses got me back to having a normal life.
Jo runs the Equata Stable at Grafton Underwood near Kettering. Her horses have been used to help children with mental health or social issues. She says the horses are now having a remarkable effect on autistic children.
The children with autism, their brains are wired a bit differently and they don't really reflect. They can't actually say how they're feeling. The horses somehow can make you feel things that you don't really know you're feeling.
Lay back on him then.
Yeah. Good boy.
7-year-old Holly doesn't have a disability, but she loves being with the horses.
Can you
feel his heart beating?
No. Where?
Really still. See if you can feel his heartbeat.
Yes.
You can tell me what it sounds like.
I was just bumping up, like, boom, boom, a bit like that.
Is it fast or is it slow?
Slow.
With autistic children, a technique called the horse boy method is used. Kevin Quick is trained in this method.
There's a number of methods that we can use. It starts from sensory methods, which is on the ground. The child can be on the horse or with the horse or grooming the horse. And it's really for to help them relax, help them get close, and help them just to really blend in with the environment and sort of helping to communicate in the future.
And what response do you get?
Well, it's a very positive response. Every child is different. The carers and the families that come with them that we encourage to get involved with this type of therapy, they report that the child is so much different, so much more relaxed than they are in their everyday life. And in many cases, we've found that it's been instant. You know, the child will be instantly attracted to the horse.
Shall we have a little walk? Yeah. Oh. You can stay lying down if you want. Much comfier if you lie down.
Ellie Hawkins also uses the horse boy method.
We use the sensory, which is the feeling of the horse underneath them. We don't tend to use a saddle. The child lays on the horse upside down, back to front, any way they want, hanging off them quite scarily sometimes. But we find that the movement of the horse's heart, breathing, everything relaxes the child to a point where they're totally open to just the horse's feelings and the sensitivity of them.
So what is it about the horses that can have this effect?
It's a combination of relaxation, it's being with the animals, it's being in this environment, and it's being, when you're on horseback, the rocking motion that helps to free up the spine and help release the kind of hormones in the brain to help the learning receptors sort of kick in, really.
And tomorrow afternoon at Grafton Underwood, the horse boy method is being demonstrated to the parents and carers of autistic children.